Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 281 of Heroes Unlimited. We are still in the Major Super Abilities section, although today we're getting into the M's, Dumbheads, and that means we're about halfway through, which is fine by me. These episodes are hard to make. Little behind-the-scenes note, podcasting about the powers is difficult. Sometimes there's not very much to get into, so today is going to be more of a little coda about yesterday, because yesterday we talked about lycanthropy and the infuriating bullshit that Palladium handed us on that page about how were-creatures, their physical beauty, quote-unquote, in A, not applicable, despite everything else in this game, from humans to aliens to automobiles being rated on a 3-30 scale of fuckability. This really raises a lot of questions about what physical beauty is meant to represent exactly, and those questions only deepen on this page with the Mimic superpower. Here's the thing. Mimic, primarily, is the ability to copy superpowers. You can copy psionics, you can copy super abilities, and you can copy, quote, innate magic abilities, but pretty much only the ones that take the form of superpowers. You can't copy spell knowledge. You also can't copy all the various mechanical assets that a character might have, like bionic limbs or gear. You can't copy skills. And this leaves a lot of gray area that I consider talking about in this episode, but honestly, it's just not that interesting. It's just a poorly written power. I mean, lots of characters get superpowers, like, let's say, the Ancient Master's imperviousness to fire that they can choose. That's a superpower, but it clearly comes from training and chi mastery, not from, you know, mutation by radiation or whatever. So it's from training, but it is a superpower. Can you copy it or can you not? But whatever. It's not important. What you may not know about Mimic off the top of your head if you haven't dealt with this power much is that Mimic, in the process of mimicking someone's super abilities or psionics, also mimics their whole physical structure. Quote, while the Mimic has copied his opponent's entire physical structure, including PS, PP, PE, PB, speed, SDC, hit points, and any other super abilities or psionics, the mimicking super being still thinks like himself, keeps his own IQ, MA, and ME. So you keep your own brain, but you get the body of your opponent. So even if you're just trying to mimic some little power that's useful in the moment, you're up against somebody with underwater powers, they flee into the ocean, so you mimic their underwater powers so you can also breathe water so you can chase them, right? That also entails copying their whole physical structure. You get their strength, agility, endurance, everything. However, quote, the physical appearance and facial features of the Mimic generally remains unaltered. He does not duplicate the other character's exact appearance, although unusual physical traits such as wings, odd skin color, horns, tails, natural body armor, altered physical structure, and similar physical traits will appear on the Mimic. So you can copy their powers and their unusual physical characteristics from those powers. So if they are an alien with green skin, you might get green skin. If they've got wings, you'll get wings. But it's not like your face changes to look like them. You still look like yourself, even though your whole physical being has been transformed into a duplicate of theirs. I don't really understand how that works. It's weird, if you mimic the powers of somebody who works out a lot and is a combatant and you're not, your strength might go from 10 to 24, but you still look the same. But what's especially weird is that your physical beauty, quite incidentally, changes to match anyone whose superpowers you copy. You immediately reset to their location on the fuckability spectrum, yet you don't look different. So there's this weird thing going on where a purely physical change alters your attractiveness, but it doesn't do it by changing your facial features or anything. It's just there's some kind of je ne sais quoi that is nonetheless capturable and reproducible by this physical mimicry. And it's not just selective. It's not like just when you mimic the powers of somebody who is, you know, supernaturally beautiful. It's just anybody. If you want somebody's eye beams, you mimic them, you get their eye beams. Oh, and you are now precisely as fuckable as they are on a scale of 3-30, but you still look the same. I think that's the dumbest thing in this page, especially when you put it in conversation with this other stuff, for example, hit points. Weirdly, in Heroes Unlimited, you gain hit points with every level you gain, but hit points are not at all abstract. Hit points are, as we discussed with Alter Limbs, where you can use your physical meat to form bullets and shoot them out of your gun arm. Hit points are your meat. They are your physical body, which gets tougher and tougher as you age in Heroes Unlimited. 3.5 extra hit points on average per level. Doesn't seem like a ton, and it's not on a superhero scale, but in terms of regular people who might have an SDC in the neighborhood of 20, this does mean that, for example, old ladies are substantially physically tougher than young men. I mean physically tougher in the sense of, like, hard to chew. I know a lot of psychologically tough old ladies, but I flatter myself that if a dinosaur were to try to eat both of us, it would take longer to eat me. Apparently not so. Apparently, old people are like made of leather in Heroes Unlimited. They just get harder and harder as they age until, you know, by 80 years old, by the time you're 8th level maybe, you're like a Kong toy. Wild dogs could work on you all day and never get out that peanut butter. You're just like a big wad of jerky. And with Mimic, you can get that too. So let's say that you get attacked by a supervillain while you're around no other superpowered people, and you're not much of a combatant yourself. You just happen to have the mutant power of Mimic. You might be really well served, actually, to simply mimic the aged body of a passing senior citizen just to get that, like, jerky-like toughness to stand up to this assault, because it gives you a ton of hit points. Now, granted, their physical stats won't be so good. You know, if you were to mimic a 90-year-old old woman, you might well gain in physical toughness, particularly if she's been through some shit and has gained some levels, but you will immediately gain the strength of a 90-year-old woman and, mysteriously, the fuckability of a 90-year-old woman. Even though you'll still look like yourself, people will just be able to tell. There's something about that guy's presence, something about his carriage. That guy just seems somehow like he wouldn't have an email address, and I'm not into it. I've kind of chosen to focus on this as the most dumb thing on this page, that it seems just to be a relic of the way this power was written, that for no reason, when you copy superpowers, you also copy fuckability, but yet look exactly the same. That's the most intuitively nonsensical thing, but I would be remiss not to mention before I wrap this episode up that there are a lot of other problems here as well. Two ranges are listed that don't match. There's a lot of confusion about things like how many attacks per melee you get. Like, do you get your number? Do you get their number? Do you get your number plus any bonuses from their powers, as distinct from getting their total? So there's lots of implementation problems here, but for my money, nothing as funny as the fact that if Rogue absorbs Professor X's telepathy with this power, she also instantly becomes exactly as fuckable as Professor X. Just because. Join me next time as the cavalcade of nonsensical superpower limitations and side effects continues on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.